session number 16701, Reel 2.
Mr. Thornton, Reel 2. Did you know anybody at all in your Carly float?
No, only to speak to. I didn't know them by name. In fact, we're all shipmates together, as you might say. Although we hadn't met one another on board the ship. As far as I make out, we carried a ship's company of 1,400.
I think Mr. O'Neill was in your Carly float.
That's right, yeah.
Did you know him before this?
No. No, probably only to speak to,
How did you feel at first when you got into the Carly float?
I just got on with the hopes that, we'll all get picked up pretty soon, time went on, and I just seemed to accept the fact that we were there and somebody had saved us somewhere, we get saved somehow, a ship must turn up somewhere, or an aircraft must fly over, but it just didn't seem to be till this Norwegian trawler came, and she must have spent a couple of hours going round the Carly float seeing what survivors were left
Did you give up hope at any time?
No, I didn't seem to, no. In my mind, I didn't seem to. And yet I often think myself, nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nothing to smoke,
Was there much water in the Carly float?
Yeah, well, the Carly float, when you get into the Carly float, it's sort of made of like a tubing, and inside it's roped with floorboards on it. And when you get in, the floorboards go down about 2 foot. That's so you won't probably fall out the other side or fall off. But as far as I can make out with myself, I seem to be in control, but then again, I must have slept sometime, don't remember sleeping.
So were you very wet in the Carly float?
Must have been, yeah.
Which part of you got so wet?
Mostly up to the body.
Up to your waist?
Up to the waist from the legs, yeah. But being a cheerful character, I think I tried to keep the other people going as well as myself. They'd start saying what they'd heard, before they jumped in the Carly floats, that help was on the way or something. And I think that's, gave me the initiative to keep going.
Could you get rid of the water from the Carly float?
No.
Why not?
No, well, it's attached, it's only ropes, and you're in the water all the time. It's only the tube that lays on the surface of the water. The rest goes under the water, and the water's still in your Carly float. You have nothing to bail out with in that.
So what did your feet and legs feel like?
Well, actually, when we got picked up off this trawler, I couldn't feel a thing in me. As far as I knew, they were up like balloons. When they put us in the bunks on board, all you could hear was the groaning of pain with some of them, with the feet and the bodies, and I think it's just one of them things you have to try and live with, because the Norwegian trawlers, they were escaping from Norway. try and get into the hands of the Royal Navy or the British, so they could go on fighting for Norway's, the cause of Norway, like being defeated by Germany. When somebody was saying that after we got picked up and landed at the Faroe Isles, that Norwegian trawler was spotted and she was sunk. But I couldn't say one way or the other, like, with her. It wasn't, I wouldn't know for sure, like, you know. And then we were taken from the Faroe Islands.
But just a second, though. What were the survivors dying of?
Immersion and frostbite. Some had a lot of frostbite, and I think that the cold weather must have got to them and killed them off, like, you know.
What was the worst part of it? Not having anything to drink and eat, or the cold?
I think it was a combination of a lot. Yeah. Of course, these other chaps are more... they're more used to sea duties and what things were like, you know. They're more like they're more advanced than me, being a new recruit, like, sort of thing, on board a ship, being my first ship. I had to sort of learn things a lot. Whereas with them, they'd been 2 years on the ship, they probably knew the ship from one end to the other, top to bottom, and because when you're way up there, it's like a big town, the ship. You could walk so far, you get lost, and forget which way you come, like. But I think probably they had more idea of what was going on than I had.
Did you feel sick at all in the Carley float?
No. As I say, I don't know what it was, but just feel lucky to be here, like, you know.
How did you pass the time?
Probably just chatting to one another. So I could weigh up, like, you know, I could or we spotted something, like, you know, I could say, oh, there's a ship, or there's smoke, or there's an aeroplane, and probably it wouldn't be anything, probably it'd be that far away, they wouldn't even know we were in the water, like, you know, to come and pick us up, or, as I say, yeah, the German ships, after they'd done the damage, because we left the Greece on the Friday afternoon or the Friday night of that Saturday, probably they thought they'd be somewhere in the vicinity, and they, once they'd done the damage, they'd cleared off, like, in case anything happened to them. As far as I can make out, somebody was saying that King Haakon of Norway and probably the royals here around them, we'd picked them up and we'd taken them to England, and probably that might have been one of the reasons that they attacked us, thinking that King Haakon of Norway was on board. But I've got no real proof of that.
Was there any singing whilst you were in the Carley float?
Yeah, there was singing to begin with, but I think they were a bit more trying to think if there's any help going on around for us to get picked up. I think, you know.
What were they singing?
I couldn't remember, really. Yeah, well, it could be Songs of Home, something like that.
Was it raining or was it fine?
The weather was fine, yeah.
Could you see the sun?
Yeah, the sun shone most of the time out there, yeah. In fact, I remember before all this happened that on the upper deck, some of the crew used to play football near midnight. It was that light.
Were you able to keep a track of time?
Nothing at all, no. Nothing. No, if night time had come and it went dark, probably we'd have an idea it was night time, but it just seemed to be daylight most of the time, all the time.
Do you remember the deaths of any individuals?
There's one, a Scots boy. He just sort of said, I'm saying cheerio to you now, I'm leaving you. And as far as I can remember, he went over the chips, over the side of the Carly float, and could see him swimming away and never seen him again. So I assume he'd lost his life, you know, just given up, you know, trying to stay alive.
Did you see anything of animals or birds?
Not that I could recollect. As I say, it's happened that long ago, that's 50, 60 years ago, and I've been a young lad. Probably I didn't have the imagination of these older sailors, you know, being used to all these things.
Did people have any possessions that were useful in any way?
No, I don't think so, because things happened that fast that you couldn't recover anything. You know, most of the things I had, they all went down with the ship when she went down. All my belongings and whatever. All I had was what I just wore on me when I was at action stations.
Do you remember when the Norwegian trawler was spotted?
As far as I can make out, I was the one that was supposed to have spotted it, but I couldn't remember it. Jim O'Neill was just saying on the telephone the other night, he said, you're the one that noticed this trawler, he said, he made it out to be like, you know, it looked like a ship with half of it cut away, like, so his memory must have been going a little bit, like, but we got picked up by them. And
what did you feel like when you saw the ship?
I was amazed. And but then again, you know, when we got picked up, we felt grateful, although they probably couldn't speak English. But they took us to the Faroe Isles and...
How did they get you on board?
They must have hoisted us up or something, because I don't think we could climb up any ladders or anything, with the feet being so swelled up. Probably what's happened is somebody's gone down, put a line around us, and they've sort of pulled us up that way.
How many survivors were there from your Carly raft?
I said there was four, but Jim O'Neill said there was just two of us, himself and me. And probably that's... But I know we started off with about 20 or 30 of us, and... There must have been still bodies in the Carly float when we got picked up, which we were already dead, like we hadn't strength to lift them out or do anything with them.
Do you you remember who was the senior person in the caliphate?
No, not really, no. Jim O'Neill would be the senior person. There was only two of us. He was older than myself.
No, but of all the people in the caliphate, who would have been the senior one? Do you know?
No, I wasn't quite sure. Because I didn't hold much conversation with... You know, these people more or less telling me things instead of me asking. They were sort of telling me, like, you know. And, of course, a lot would be out of uniform when they abandoned ship, you know. So you wouldn't be able to tell ranks or what have you with them, like.
Who were you sat next to, do you remember?
There's a few of them, but as you... as the people were dying and laying in the carly float, what's left of us were just trying to lift what we can and just put them over the side into the water, like. That's, so probably kept change position and what have we. As I say, like, you know, as regards sleeping, it's a wonder I didn't fall into the water over the ship side, over the carly float side, you know, and drown that way, or... Well, as I say, it all seemed like a dream to me.
What kind of treatment did you get from the Norwegians?
They just comforted us as best they could. They couldn't do anything to ease the pain or anything.
Where were you getting your pain?
Mostly down in the feet, like, you know. I think my arms were all right. My body was all right. I think, as I say, mostly the feet being swollen up. Then again, I couldn't say I was getting pain because I think it was they felt too numb, you know, with the sort of frostbite creeping in, like, because you couldn't take your feet out of water and dry them or something like that. They immersed all the time.
Did the Norwegians give you anything to eat and drink?
I imagine they did do, yeah. I imagine, but I couldn't remember a great deal of it. You know, they looked after us and all that. And when they landed us at the Faroe Isles, those that were fit to travel were sent to Scotland in the destroyer, and those that weren't were held behind and probably sent home at a later date or something like that.
Had you had anything to do with the captain on board the ship?
No, not really. No, I was reading an article where the captain or commander of the aircraft didn't get along quite well with the captain. But as I say, a lot of them things didn't concern what I was doing on board, like, you know, I was only like a new recruit to it, so these people had known over the time what the ship's company was like, but to me they seemed all right.
How long did it take you to recover fully from the experience?
Couldn't have taken very long, because I don't remember being on crutches or anything, or I don't remember going on leave on crutches, you know. So I must have been fit enough to walk, because I walked into the hospital when we landed at Rosyth off the destroyer, so there's a few of us was able to walk, I think. most of these things must have been a novelty with me, instead of realizing that I was in the Navy and what was happening, like, you know. But that was the first encounter, I think, the ship had had with warfare.
Do you suffer any after effects today?
No, not really. No, no, no. I'm all right as I'm today, yeah.
Do you ever get any nightmares about it?
No, actually, I wouldn't give it any thoughts. So you mentioned, like, you know. I meant to, it's just that usually I have a chat, the chap you're going to see tomorrow, Bill Smith, I often see him, because not far away from me, and we usually have a chat, like, you know, but I think he's got more experience of what's been happening than I have.
Do you ever talk about the Glorious?
Well, that's mostly what I talk to him about, like, you know. But he just gives so much about it. He was in the RNVR, I think. And as I say, he probably joined the ship before I did. And yet he said he wasn't on it very long. So he must have joined it before I did. But he's a nice chap. I don't suppose he likes to be remembered much about it, like.